Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. And today, my bee in my bonnet is repetitive stress injury.
Oh, cool. I say that because my background was in the grocery industry for years and years and years, and one of the things that just totally amazed me was the number of cashiers who would start wearing these big contraptions on their forearms and wrists and hands because they had carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yes. Yes, that's very common for people who work in assembly lines and, you know, the cashier, of course. All they do all day long is just drag groceries across the scanner, you know, pick up and lift in an awkward angle.
Yeah.
But even office workers, you know, mouse, if you spend extended hours mousing around, you know, editing pictures or something like that. It can put serious strain on your hands or wrists.
Yeah, I know what you mean because I find that happens with me a lot.
Indeed.
And so I end up taking breaks and doing other things so that I don't get worse.
Indeed. So we have this wonderful article on the website that says, muscles and other tissues that support joints weaken when they're not moved enough, causing joints to lose shape and function. That's the too lazy, right?
Yeah.
Other one, the opposite of that, is that if you're overusing through repetitive motion, you will get into what's called a cumulative trauma. And these poor people, what happens is this. The pain that you have in the wrist is really inflammation. I mean, at least the pain is the symptom of the inflammation. And the inflammation is caused by the repetitive activation of one particular muscle. So if you're using it too much, you're not giving it time to recover.
So we have the two parts. We have the not using something enough, and we have the using it the same way all the time, all the time, all the time.
Right. So if you're not using something, you're going to essentially start falling apart from lack of use. And I guess that's an argument for saying, well, you do to exercise. If you don't exercise, you atrophy and you fall apart. So please do exercise, but now we need to say, well, exercise in a rounded, or is that a good word? Balanced way, broad term exercise like yoga that gets you stretched from one end to the other, as opposed to a single style exercise like your cashier in the checkout line, where all exercises one arm.
And, the same way constantly.
Yeah, same movement over and over.
They get varicose veins in their legs because they don't move. And, you know, really, when I think about it is, you know, when they're they've got to stand there, that's their job, and they could stand there for 8 hours with a few breaks. But there's no reason why they couldn't be sort of bending their knees, right, or kind of moving. I mean, there's lots of times when they're waiting for someone to sign a check or fill out their, put in their debit card information or whatever, where they could be kind of moving around a little bit.
I suppose. Or maybe their company could provide them with a high chair stool that they could swivel on and, get the weight off, or at least have something like a box that they could put one of their feet on, you know, to elevate it, to change the weight distribution.
Yeah.
This goes for everybody who works either factory floor or retail, you know, people who spend 8 hours on their feet, standing. I mean, standing is one of the more difficult jobs that you know of. I would just as soon be walking for 8 hours than standing still.
Yeah, it can be hard standing in one place.
Exactly. Anyway, so standing is one of the repetitive motions. You know, it's actually engaging the same group of muscles all the time.
So what happens when you get carpal tunnel or this repetitive damage?
Well, I said it's the inflammation that sets in as the result of the overuse of this specific piece of tissue, the muscle. So we need to try and figure out how we could reverse it. And there are specific nutrients that your body needs to deal with it. One of them is magnesium. We talked about magnesium many times. Calcified tissues tend to go into inflammation and stiffening. If you don't have enough magnesium to counteract it, you'll have a problem. But what's really interesting is I remember my own problems way back when I was first getting into my trouble with the metal toxicity. You know, once I had my mercury toxicity in full swing, my feet started to fall apart. It was labeled plantar fasciitis, which really all that means is that the fascia, the wrapping on the outside of the muscles, is becoming inflamed. And it's probably related to the carpal tunnel, which is also inflammation in the wrists. And I remember that my wrists were hurting a lot too.
Right, all related.
Yeah, I was seeking help first in the orthopedic surgeon's office, and then it was quite comical. They gave me an injection of cortisol, a hormone, a steroid, really. And after the guy did it, I said, so is that going to fix it? And he said, no, it's going to give you relief for maybe 6 weeks.
And great.
Indeed, it did. Now, of course, the application itself hurt like heck because this was a long needle that was inserted right into my heel and right to the bone where the muscles attach. Man, that hurt when the fluid was being injected there. But anyway, so I didn't go back because it just didn't solve anything. So then I started going to chiropractors. I was thinking, well, at least if he adjusts it, the tissue will work correctly. And indeed, that was a lot of help. And it was just crazy, you know, like I would go every week and he would adjust both my feet and my hands. You know, this guy was really good. And if I didn't do it, if I missed an appointment, I was in a world of pain. So I had to keep coming back every week, get it set, and that was kind of working. But I wasn't getting ahead of it. So only years later I realized that the repetitive stress that I was suffering from, because I was working in a physical job, you know, I was at that time working in a sawmill, so I was on my feet and I was lifting all kinds of weight. That was, you know, the physical cause of the injury. But the tissue or the physiological cause of the injury was actually the toxicity in my body. So full circle, we arrive right back at suggesting to people, if you are engaged in a job that causes repetitive stress, you should consider detoxification, especially from heavy metals and other industrial toxins, as a means of preventing this sort of dysfunction.
Right.
I'm starting to sound like a one-tune jack.
Well, I guess what we're saying is if you're doing the same thing over and over again, you have a choice between not doing that and doing it. And if you don't want to do it, sometimes that means you might have to leave your job, which is the case with cashiers that are always scanning items. And or make sure you do a proper warm. If you want to keep the job, you got to make sure you do the proper warm up. That you try to vary your activity as much as you can, and do it different ways so that you're not doing the repetitive injury, or you get rest between when you're doing it, and then do other exercises. And then if you have a toxic body, then we know that the part of your body that's going to be breaking down is the weakest part of your body. And if you wear out some muscles or you use them a lot, then that's where you're going to have the breakdown.
Exactly. But interestingly enough, there are actually supplements that help with this situation. We have these on the Life Enthusiast website. Freeform amino acids is one way to help the body, because there is a chronic protein deficiency. Despite the fact that people eat protein, there's a deficiency of the amino acids because the proteins are not digested correctly. So the body's failing at providing itself with the structural pieces that it needs to repair the damage. So when you supplement these free-form amino acids, you're actually giving the body a chance to build the correct proteins. Another approach is because of this injury, the body is trying to fix it by building scar tissue. It's the fibrin in the body that the body itself is using to fix things. You know, like you're suffering from micro tears in the muscles, or I don't know how exactly to describe it. I don't know the physiology well enough, but I think it's the fascia, which is the wrap that isolates the individual muscle strands from one another. It's supposed to slide freely against one another, but when the scar tissue is being introduced, it's causing these things to adhere to one another. It's essentially causing it to have more friction. So anyway, we have supplements, enzymes, fibrinolytic enzymes, that when you take those, they will actually eat away the fibrin and return the body back into full function.
Very cool. So what amino acids would these be?
Well, the platinum plus amino acids are just free form, meaning that they have been pre-digested into individual components. And these are the essential amino acids. There are 8, I believe is the number, amino acids that the human body cannot create, cannot assemble within itself. It has to ingest it from outside. And so if your digestion doesn't work correctly and doesn't disassemble, say, the chicken that you ate into the components, all of a sudden it just doesn't have the necessary bits and pieces that it requires to assemble a human protein, like a piece of a muscle or repair a disc in your back that's failing, or repair a tendon that's getting overused. These amino acids have a fancy Latin name, like arginine, cysteine, histidine, leucine, lysine, methionine, phenylalanine, and so on. Tyrosine, valine. Those are the kind of things that megabucks of research dollars are spent on. But if you take a look at it from the other side, when Dr. Vickery was designing the platinum plus amino acids, he looked at the profile of a basic chicken egg, the protein in a chicken egg, and took the balances. So that's why in his formula there's, you know, each capsule will have 56 milligrams of arginine, 20 milligrams of cystidine, and 19 milligrams of histidine. You know, like these ratios are specifically set to mimic a protein that's used in living creatures. Not long ago, I was looking at some other amino acids, and the supplement listed on the bottle, each capsule contains, and then they had a list of 20 amino acids, and each one of them was 100 milligrams. I was thinking, well, who was the designer here? Yeah. Certainly not a conscious creature, just some kind of a spreadsheet designer.
Right.
But anyway, so that's the amino acid is the building block of every tissue in the human body, of every enzyme, of every protein. So because we supply these individual components, the body is able to assemble whatever it requires to make the necessary repairs. So once you start using these aminos, the aches and pains go away because the damage that wasn't previously repaired is now being repaired. There's an interesting product that we also have available called Recovery. It's kind of a very appropriate name because they help to recover from just about anything, you know, any injury, any physical damage, whether it's caused by a sports injury or work overuse, or even by or car accident or whatever that may be, you know, when.
So how does Recovery work, Martin?
Well, by supplementing the necessary nutrients into the body. There are multiple components to it. You know, when you start taking apart the individual bits and pieces, you'll see, for instance, one of the ingredients is TMG, trimethylglycine. That thing is really good at lowering the pain of any injury.
Hmm. Naturally lowering it, not causing you to be numb.
Oh yeah, no. This is never a, you know, these natural means are not disconnecting your nerve without fixing the cause for the pain. We're going after actually the pain itself.
So recovery goes beyond simply addressing symptoms.
Right. Definitely. Yes, the whole point is dealing with the cause of the injury. I mean, most likely it's in the mechanical side of things. You know, if you're an athlete and overuse it or overstretch it or overstress it, or if you were in a car accident and ended up with a whiplash, or if you had to have surgery, you know, somebody had to use a scalpel, or maybe you had some other injury, something accidentally get ripped, torn, or separated. Anyway, regardless of the cause, the reversal of that is always the same. Did you actually find an article on the recovery itself, how the manufacturer describes it?
Yeah, there is one on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, and it talks about Nutricol, which is proposed to increase the structural integrity of connective tissue structures and maintain optimal tissue hydration. We've talked about how important it is to be hydrated in the past, and it's a cell structure-oriented health science that addresses the pathogenic factors of degenerative and inflammatory conditions. As you can see, I'm reading what it says. So basically, if you've got tissues that's degenerating or inflamed, it addresses those issues. And it's basically a bioflavoid mixture of
the two ingredients, resveratrol from grapes and EGCG
from tea. So these plant antioxidants have been shown in numerous clinical studies to profoundly affect the cell of health, the health of cells, I mean. And it's one of the keys to why recovery has been so potent.
Yeah. Yeah, they have, you know, like statements such as, Nutricol reinforces membrane and matrix structures, halts damage that initiates inflammatory and spasmodic reactions, increases membrane receptivity to hormones such as insulin, IGF, thyroxin, all of which are required for anabolic repair and healing. And now we're talking science here, right?
That's right. That's right.
You know, from an ordinary guy's perspective, you just want to know, okay, this makes the pain go away and helps the repair of the tissue possible.
As opposed to making the pain go away and it continues to degenerate.
Yeah, that's the big, big difference where you, when you use these natural, functional tools for helping the body build itself, as opposed to taking something like Aleve, which will relieve you of the pain, but it will do nothing for the rebuilding of the tissue. I mean, there's a difference, you know. A bottle of recovery is $60. A bottle of Aleve that you'll end up using in a month is probably $12. So, there's no pretending that this does cost more. But the good thing is that when you take recovery, you actually rebuild the body and repair it so that you actually have a chance of fixing it to as good as new. Like Aleve, you do nothing other than you just stop feeling the pain.
There's an interesting story, too, about recovery. And a lady gave recovery... Recovery EQ, it's called, for her horse. And her horse was asthmatic and arthritic, and he showed dramatic improvements in 3 weeks. And now his asthma is virtually gone, and a chiropractor said she's seen less mobility in 10-year-old horses than she sees in my 27-year-old Arab. And I thought that was just a great testimony to the power of recovery and getting the antioxidants in the system properly.
Yeah, this is an interesting sidebar. The product was originally designed for veterinarian use on large animals, specifically athletic horses, you know.
Yeah.
People spend phenomenal amount of money on these horses. And, of course, you know, when you can extend the racing career of a horse, that's a fantastic thing.
It is.
They started using the same product. They just take the same bottle and put a picture of a dog on it. They started using it for smaller animals. Again, you know, if you have a dog that will not jump into the back of your pickup truck anymore, or will not jump up on the sofa anymore, or doesn't want to run anymore, that's because he's hurting. So when you feed him recovery, all of a sudden this creature's pain goes away and running again. And the dog starts running again.
So then they packaged it up for humans.
Yeah.
And a fellow, Declan, gave us a really good testimonial. He said, I'm 33 years old and I'm diagnosed with a degenerative disc in my lower back, L5-S1. 12 yeah. months ago, after dealing with years of chronic back pain and many days laid up in bed. I had tried numerous prescriptions and anti-inflammatory muscle relaxants and painkillers in the past, and nothing seemed to work. Then I tried recovery. I am very thankful that I found out about recovery, and I've been recommending it to everyone I know. So, it's something your dog needs, your horse needs, and you need.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is that at physiological level, the muscles and sinews and tendons and cartilage in all mammals are nearly identical. You know, we're, I don't know the exact number, but we're 95% identical at that level from the horse or the dog, you know.
Yeah. That's right. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about recovery and the amino acids, where could they go and find out?
Well, on life-enthusiast.com, if you go to health concerns and look at trauma and injury, I think we have it, muscle injury, surgery, trauma, tendonitis, inflammation. All of these names really are hiding the same issue, which is the breakdown. So that's where you'll find it. And if you want some hand-holding through the process, call us on the phone at 1-866-543-3388. I'm encouraged this week. Several people called in and said, hey, I'm really enjoying these podcasts. You're helping me immensely. please do not stop. So I do like to hear that. Some of the questions that people have had are being answered in these podcasts, and then when they follow the advice given, surprisingly, they actually get better.
And what a concept, huh?
Yeah, well, the main reason is this. Functional medicine, in its principles, is not understood by the mainstream science. It's, the reductionist scientific model or the reductionist mindset causes people to think that they need to find a single cause to a problem and use a single drug or understand a single physiological process to reverse it. But in a human body, it doesn't work like that. It's the human body is very much like a game of football, if I could give it a metaphor. You know, if the let's just say that you're looking for the cause, and you could say, well, the quarterback didn't throw the ball correctly. But it's not that simple, you know. There's a receiver on the far end, and there's the blocker in between, and then there's the opposing team, and all of that. So
that's
if
right.
You try and be healthy, if you try and use the metaphor of the football game, you need to have the offensive team and the defensive team, and you need to have all these different specialists with all these names like receiver or linebacker or whatever.
The kick returner and the punter?
Yes, all of that. But it doesn't stop there. You need to have someone who's going to maintain the grounds, somebody who's going to wash the uniforms, and somebody who's going to give you the guys the physio, and somebody who's going to do the coaching and
strategizing.
All of that.
And pick the players.
Yes. And then there is the other side, the business side. Somebody's going to collect the money for the tickets and so on, right?
Yes.
So when you see the game of football in the context, you understand that pointing at the quarterback as he won the game is one of the silliest reductionist type of examples.
Absolutely.
And similarly with the human body, if you have a carpal tunnel problem, you know, you will find out that yes, the repetitive movement is probably the most immediate cause of it, but there is the physiological issue, there is the toxicity levels, the nutritional issues, and so on.
There you go.
Well, you know, most people in America will resent me for saying this because they want a push button solution to everything. We have been seduced and duped by the advertisers to think that things can be solved by a push button simple, by a silver bullet or by a pill. Well, we have pills that help, but it's not going to be one pill and it's not going to be a silver bullet. And until you accept the fact that this is actually complex rather than simple, you're destined to be in trouble.
Yeah. And I think it's really important as well that you do your homework. Oftentimes we go to listen to this podcast or we go to our doctors and everything else and we take everything as gospel. And there's tons of research backing up everything that we say. And in fact, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website that give you the... I don't want to say the whole picture, but a pretty good snapshot of the whole picture in terms of any issue that you may want to concern yourself with or deal with, and lots of scientific studies and information that backs what we say. And of course, we've only got 20 or 30 minutes to, you know, each week to give you the information. So obviously, you know, we can't cite all the different studies. That would take up to 20 minutes. So. But if you go to life-enthusiast.com and you check out the articles and you check out the information and the health concerns, you will find on many of them tons and tons of references to studies that back up the things that we say.
Yes, indeed. So that's why we say that we are restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. See you next week.